Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report today for December the 10th of 2020. Of course, this is a daily gaming news podcast bringing you the hottest news you need to know. So if you're new here and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. But today is a very big day. Cyberpunk 2077 is officially here, launching on the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. And there is a wide range of emotions in the online community. This game was originally revealed in the summer of 2012. Since then, the world has changed a good bit, and so have fans' expectations. And while the game itself is getting rave reviews across the board, there are some people that are running into a few issues, especially on older hardware. While this game is a PlayStation 4 game and an Xbox One game, it seems that day one there are plenty of glitches to be had, especially on consoles. And before you dive in on PC, make sure that your drivers are up to date so that you do get the best experience possible. But even then, there are plenty of issues. However, looking at the grand scope here, people are loving Cyberpunk 2077, and it has over 1 million concurrent players on Steam, hitting a brand new record. Fallout 4 previously held Steam's record for most players in a single-player game, with 472,962 people playing Bethesda's open-world game at launch in 2015. Today, Cyberpunk 2077 blew right past that and kept going, with 1,297,000 concurrent players at the time of writing and eventually peaking at 1,003,264 as it drifted back down. Of course, with CD Projekt's new RPG available on GOG, Epic, GeForce Now, and Stadia, as well as consoles, the true number of people exploring Night City at the moment, or at least trying to, is even higher. There are 1 million people watching it on Twitch, too. The current overall record for the most players in a game on Steam was set by PUBG, with 3.2 million, roughly, people simultaneously chasing a chicken dinner on January 13th, 2018. But Cyberpunk 2077 has already surpassed Terraria's peak of 489,886 and is catching up on Dota 2's 1.2 million and CSGO's 1.3 million players. By the way, if you are still looking at Steam's download speeds in despair right now, it might just be that servers are overloaded in your locality. Go to Steam, Settings, and Downloads, and switch your download region to somewhere on the other side of the world. You are welcome for that shortcut, says Jody McGregor over at PC Gamer. 1 million concurrent players is monumental, and I mean, if you look at the record that was set by Fallout 4 for single-player concurrent players, that was monumental back then, and I remember when that happened. Now, you see Cyberpunk just blowing this out of the water, and CD Projekt Red has shared a bit of information about just how hyped people were for Cyberpunk 2077. Around the world, there were over 8 million pre-orders. 8 million copies of the game pre-ordered before it even launched. That is insane. I don't know what the figures normally look like for a Call of Duty, but 8 million people pre-ordered the game? I mean, this is a monumental release, and it's kind of what we expected. This is one of the most anticipated games of the last 10 years, and the hype really began building after The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, because that game has received so much critical acclaim and fan appreciation that Cyberpunk has a big set of shoes to fill. Now, as time goes on, the game is going to get better. As I said right now, there are plenty of glitches. I have not had the chance to dive in yet. My copy is coming later today, and I'll be playing on the Xbox Series X. But on top of that, speaking of next-gen consoles, a next-gen update is coming in 2021. So, the game is going to continue to improve over time, and of course there is an entire multiplayer component coming at some point in the future that they could not make in time for the release of the game, regardless of when the official release date actually was. But Cyberpunk 2077 is off to a very strong start in terms of player count, in terms of sales. This is going to absolutely shatter plenty of records across the board. Now, some good news for those that are fans of xCloud. Xbox's xCloud Gaming with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is coming to PC and iOS in spring of 2021. While we have previously reported that Microsoft is planning to expand the Xbox Cloud Gaming beta to iOS platforms in 2021, following a browser-based approach used by Amazon's Luna, we now have direct confirmation, they write at Windows Central. A post on Xbox Wire confirms that Xbox xCloud Gaming is coming to PC and iOS in spring of 2021. Formerly known as Project xCloud, Xbox Cloud Gaming is currently in beta and available with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for Android users. Microsoft is also bringing xCloud to new countries, including Australia, Brazil, Japan, and Mexico. Cloud Gaming has been expanding with touch controls for different games, such as Minecraft Dungeons and Tell Me Why, which means some of the best tablets for cloud gaming are even more important. Microsoft also indicates that Xbox Game Pass engagement doubled year over year in November 2020, with over 40% of new Xbox players joining via Xbox Series S. Additionally, the blog post tells players to look forward to upcoming surprises, starting at the Game Awards 2020 tomorrow, which will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. In 2021, Bethesda Softworks will be joining Xbox, meaning more announcements are coming as Xbox's first party grows to 23 studios. So, first and foremost, PC. Let's talk about that. Xbox Cloud Gaming on PC brings a lot of people to question why, because they isolate themselves to the definition of PC that they have, which is a gaming PC. And I'm not talking about Xbox Cloud Gaming on my gaming rig. That's not where the value really shines in this. I'm looking forward to this feature so that I can take my laptop to my parents' house. I can take my laptop on vacation. I can take my laptop to work, and I can plug in an Xbox controller and play games while I have some downtime, while I'm on vacation, while I don't have Xbox near me. That is what I look forward to through the PC utilization. And that's something I've been looking forward to for a very long time, because currently my computer that I use the most outside of my gaming PC is a Dell XPS 13 from, I think, 2014 or 2015. And so, obviously, that's not a gaming PC. I can't run anything on that. But it is powerful enough to run xCloud, because generally, anything can. And I'm also looking forward to the same kind of feature on iOS. Of course, being able to play through the browser is a big benefit, and it does circumvent the Apple restrictions that kind of keep it from being there in the first place. But PC is really where I think this is going to shine, and I'm looking forward to seeing what can be done through a browser on a Mac device, because I know Mac screens look phenomenal. Would love to play some of these xCloud games on that as well. But spring of 2021 looks to be the time frame they're trying to launch the Xbox Cloud Gaming experience on PC and iOS, so stay tuned, and of course there is plenty coming. Now, in that Xbox Wire post, they did share more information. Of course, you see some in the graphics here. You have double the engagement with Xbox Game Pass year over year in November of 2020, billions of hours played across Xbox consoles in November, and 3,800 different games played in the first month of the newest generation. Of course, a lot to dive into here. Highly recommend going over and checking out the full post if you did have some curiosity about that. But the future for Xbox is very bright. And I know that over the course of the past couple of months, this has been a very Xbox-centric show. Of course, I am platform agnostic. I love PlayStation, I love Xbox, I love PC, I love Nintendo. We talk about it all here. But when it comes to Xbox, they're really making some incredible strides that just make it a great place to play. Not to say that it's necessarily better than PlayStation, or that PlayStation is better than Xbox, or that Nintendo is better than anybody or worse off. It doesn't matter, as long as you're having a good time. But the way that I perceive it, Xbox is making some very, very big headway in making it the best place to play. They're really legitimately trying to do that. And for me, they're succeeding, because Xbox Series X, as of right now, is and will be my main console for the next generation of games. I just love my Xbox. And so I'm looking forward to diving in and playing some new experiences on it. But of course, record engagement comes with a big boy console. Now, speaking of next-gen consoles, of course, the PS5 has launched, and Miles Morales is a fantastic title that has taken the world by storm, and there's a brand new mode that kind of brings the best of both worlds. Performance RT mode, standing for Performance Ray Tracing mode, was added in an update on Wednesday and described as, quote, an alternate version of the 60 frames per second performance mode, adding ray tracing by adjusting the scene resolution, reflection quality, and pedestrian density. Miles Morales' other PS5 graphics modes prioritize either 60 FPS or ray tracing at a lower frame rate. These modes remain available after the latest update. Developer Insomniac Games has actively updated the Spider-Man spin-off since its release last month. An earlier patch introduced ray tracing improvements and additional fixes, including the resolution of a crash which occurred when putting the game into rest mode. Insomniac also recently released an update for Marvel Spider-Man, which allows the transfer of save files from PS4 to PS5 remaster. Currently, the only way to access Spider-Man Remastered is the $70 Spider-Man Miles Morales Ultimate Edition, which comes bundled with a download code for Remastered and all three installments of the City That Never Sleeps DLC. Current-gen owners who purchase Miles Morales can upgrade to the standard next-gen version for free, or pay an additional $20 fee to receive the ultimate version, which includes the remaster. VGC's Spider-Man Miles Morales review called it a beautiful, satisfying game with a gripping story, and this, for a lot of people, aside from Demon's Souls, is the reason to buy a PS5 on day one. Now, you do have Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you do have Call of Duty, but those are multi-platform games. When it comes to console exclusives, Spider-Man Miles Morales is pretty much the reason that people like me that aren't interested in Demon's Souls would pick up a PS5 outside of something like Astro's Playroom. But this mode is kind of blending a lot of different elements here. Of course, 60 FPS, the performance mode, has been largely the preferred mode in the bulk of the gaming community that is active online. The difference is, of course, if you have the quality mode, you have the 4K resolutions with very, very high resolution textures, but it does run at 30 frames per second. Alternatively, you have lower resolution textures and no ray tracing, but you do have the higher performance in the performance mode. Now you get the ray tracing, you get the 60 FPS. There are a couple of less people on the streets. Maybe you are running it at 1080p upscaled to 4K. But ultimately, if you do want to dive in and have that experience, you now have the chance to do so. Now, I looked at screenshots side by side, and while you can't ever compare screenshots on Twitter to what you are going to experience in real life, because Twitter compression just decimates the majority of images and videos, I couldn't really tell that much of a difference. It looks very, very good, and Insomniac really is beginning to push the boundaries of what is possible, and I said this on Twitter, and I'll echo it here today. The fact that this mode is possible, the fact that you do have a performance ray tracing mode, shows a bit of the potential of what we can expect from the next generation, because people look at what is coming out currently on PS5 and Xbox Series X, and the graphics are impressive, but they're not like ground-shattering revelations. What you see here is the beginning of developers having hands-on time with new hardware, the beginning of developers digging into the power of these new consoles. And so on the PlayStation 5, Insomniac has access to pretty much an entire suite of tools to make the most of what they can on the PlayStation 5, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Games are going to enhance and improve time after time over the next 10 years, and while this hardware will eventually be outdated, it's going to be holding up pretty well over the course of the next few years, and I cannot wait to see what games look like in 5 years' time, because that mode looks fantastic. But that does round out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below, and let me know what you think about Cyberpunk 2077. Have you watched some gameplay? What do you think of the game? Are you picking it up? Would love to hear what you have to say. But of course, until tomorrow, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, and peace.